At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. There is a little bit of Cowboys news here. Is Ian Rappaport saying teams are calling about a trade for Micah Parsons and they're calling the Bengals about Trey Hendrickson, but he doesn't get the sense that the teams are listening. Now, in Cincinnati, I guess they're talking about a deal. There's no signs the Cowboys are talking about a deal with Micah Parsons, but they remain steadfast in their decision to not trade him. If there's any chance you move him, I would wait till the season starts. I'm not in any big hurry to get this thing done. If you somehow beat Philly week one, you know, then everything could look totally different, right? So if I'm the Cowboys and I'm even considering trade, I'm thinking, if this is at all possible, guys, we're really not talking about it until October because I want to see how good this team might be. You have the examples of the New York Giants in this division in 2006 and 2011 winning the Super Bowl with regular season defenses that were not statistically great. Then they got to the postseason. They managed to get a lead and turn the pass rush loose, and they played great in the postseason. There's not many teams that would, you know, have a great shot of winning the Super Bowl with a bad defense or with just an average defense, but it has happened. So I don't know if you guys think it's possible at all that the Cowboys consider trading him now or in the future. Do you think that they're locked in forever?
No, they sound like they are, but I really do believe for them to win 9-10 games, it's really going to have to be their offense.
Yeah.
I just, you know, and I really like Matt Eberflus. I just, you know, but getting Diggs back earlier, I think that would kind of help things. Now, if you get Diggs back, well, you don't have Parsons. And is Parsons the reason why you have the pass rush the way it is?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's, you know,
So you're thinking Parsons might not play? That's the second time you said that this year.
I just wonder how serious he really is. And I said, where I'm going to pay attention now, if Micah Parsons starts missing games, if he all of a sudden says, no, I'm not going to play. And, you know, then they don't have him, then I'll be concerned.
Well, I think Mike is playing with fire here because sitting out up to this point, if he comes back and isn't great, or let's say he gets hurt and they say, well, that soft tissue injury was caused by you not being there at training camp. I think by the time you get to next year, I would say you're actually losing leverage. You're losing value on the open market. And, you know, if you want to continue to push your way there, who knows what could happen the next season? You know, another injury or another year that, you know, you're under 15 sacks. I would want to get the deal done if I'm Micah Parsons.
But I think he wants the security.
Yeah.
I think Micah does, and this is why
should have got a different agent then.
Well, see, this is why I think Micah needs to go to David Mulligan and say, "Listen, okay, Jerry, and I'm not giving Jerry a pass here, but I believe Micah Parsons' body language is bad right now because two things happened to him. He thought he can negotiate with Jerry, that didn't work out well." And now he's having to deal with his own agent.
You think he's bummed out?
I think he's bummed. I think he's emotional. I mean, he's spent. He's like, listen, I'm one of the best players in the NFL, and I'm fighting to get this contract. And now he feels like I'm all alone here.
Yeah, it's tough. Why would you want to go through such a great portion of your life bummed out and depressed?
He looks very depressed. He looks depressed that David Mulligetta probably told him, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what your guys' read was. Is I don't know for how long he was laying down on the training table, but for that to be grabbed in a moment was the worst.
Bobby comes running over and just like showing us the picture he took. I mean, everybody on the beat that circulated. But I guess Diggs is talking to reporters now, and they asked him about Micah. And he said, regardless of him requesting a trade, the quote was, most definitely he wants to remain with the Cowboys.
Hmm.
So it did. Like, I was kind of thinking back to the, and it, obviously it is different. Like, Steven will remind us all these negotiations are different. Like, there was a period right before we found out, okay, this Dak thing, there's starting to be positive talk. Like, we found out, okay, maybe this thing was done on the Tuesday, and then it got released on the Sunday of the opener. But there was some negative, like, we were wondering, like, maybe they do let this ride with Dak. Maybe Dak will end up going somewhere else and leaving free agency. Like, there seemed like there was a stall. And, okay, has this thing reached a breaking point where maybe now Dak doesn't get paid and he does move on and both teams go their separate ways? Well, then he gets paid. So I wonder if right now is kind of where it's like, this is not looking good for Micah, but later on this week it's going to be like all of a sudden, okay, this thing, it is done. And we're moving forward. Yeah. Micah gets paid.
Yeah, things can turn very quickly. Like over the weekend for the Commanders, there was the still shot of Terry McLaurin with his headphones on and his hoodie on. And they're like, Terry McLaurin doesn't look like he wants to talk to anybody. He's livid. You know. And then today we get the report that contract is getting done.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny they caught Micah like that. I think, though, from our experience, it's like there has been a public and a private Micah. And whenever the cameras come on or he's on his podcast, he's very lively. Yeah. But I would say Friday night, fans got the view of kind of the Micah Parsons when the cameras aren't on, which is a loner who does not have a lot of energy. Like when the ball is snapped, Micah Parsons comes to life and looks electrified. But when not, he's kind of like East Coast quiet, surly guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I just, no doubt. Like I said, I think he's really beat down.
Yeah.
I think emotionally he is spent. He really, really is.
Okay, so Josina Anderson clarified that Micah Parsons is in the building at today's practice per source, so it's not like he is absent. He just was not out on the field for the player portion of it. And again, not to gloss over it, Wolchuk, you got a quote from Trayvon Diggs. He's speaking to reporters, and the takeaway quote is
he wants to remain a part of the team.
Cowboy. Okay, and that's a very important clarification. I think we're headed very quickly in the next 48 hours to the press conference where he says, I'm coming back. It's time to focus on football.
Probably
and, right. You know, not only do you do that to announce you're back, but you have to do it for Brian's point that this thing will beat you down if you don't consciously focus on the game. I think you know, players and take great advice from their agents. It's time to turn the page, and we're not even going to think about it until next February. CBS Sports has done overreactions after the preseason. Their Cowboys overreaction, they're keeping the Parsons drama going because they're not a Super Bowl contender. And I think the problem with that is it could have already been done if Mike and his agent had signed that reported $203 million offer. Do you guys believe that was accurate, the one that came out over the weekend? That it was 5 years and $203 million?
I'd heard that there were some problems potentially with the years of 4 to 5. That was what I heard was a big, big holdup for the thing. I didn't know the money. I just knew the years were.
Because he doesn't want to go until I'm 32 years old.
Right.
If you have this contract ending at 30, I might get another $100 million.
See, exactly.
He's got, who's our guy? Stingley, right there at Houston, right?
Yeah.
Stingley the corner, David Mulugeta, he got him to the table and got him a 3-year deal, right?
Yeah.
See, that's where David Mulugeta is trying to tell, he's trying to convince Micah that, hey, the Cowboys are going to cave here, Micah. You know, he keeps telling him that.
Be patient.
And be patient. I think Micah is tired of being patient.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's looking at this like, man, you keep telling me this, you know, they're going to cave. It doesn't like me they're going to cave. That owner's doing more interviews talking about, you know, he thought he had a deal. I mean, if you're Micah, it's not lining up like they're going to cave.
No, and if you go out to next year, you're 27 years old, and then the spring after that, you're 28 years old after the fifth-year option and a tag year. Mm. Now a 4-year deal still takes me to 32.
Yeah, you keep pushing.
I need a 4-year deal right now at $41 million a year.
I think he just wants so badly to tell his guy to go do this. Just go get it. And listen, Micah kind of set himself up in a way to just, he threw it out there. And not that Jerry and Steven are going to hold him to it, but he said he didn't need what he said. I don't need $40 million, right?
He did say that.
And see, now all of a sudden, that's one of those times you're like, oh, damn, why'd I say this?
Yeah.
And so,
the agent's like, dude.
When you get into a partnership with an agent that powerful who doesn't settle for second deals, the agent's looking at you like, dude, we had a deal. My name is David Mulugeta. When I walk in, teams know.
Yeah.
Not only are we going to do this deal and get you less, but now my position's going to be weakened.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot that goes into it.
No,
if you're going to hire that agent to do that job, you don't stop him from doing the job halfway through, do you?
I just think it's a situation, too, where Mulugeta's thinking, like, I got to get you back. And that's where he's trying to convince Micah. I'm going to get you back to the table quicker if you just trust me. And Micah's like, I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
I think what I would do right now if I'm him, I'd do the deal. And then in 4 years, I hold out after I got a massive $150 million checking account, you know, do the deal now. And then like TJ Watt and Cam Hayward in Pittsburgh,
we got
a year or two left on our contract. So I'm not playing another down for you. Just work for Zach Martin.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of ways this situation could resolve. But again, no evidence of momentum one way or another. I thought it was interesting. Shoddy having his players back against the Jones boys with his Trayvon Diggs quote. What'd you guys think? He said, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about how hard Trayvon's been working. He's doing an incredible job with Britt. These things don't happen if he's not putting in the time and the effort to do the stuff that he's been doing. Really proud of him. I think it's going to be important if you want to build your own culture that's insulated from the Joneses. Not be afraid of saying something that's counter to their cap negotiation strategy. I think the players really appreciate it when you have their back like that, Shoddy.
Yeah, I think it's also one of those things, too. If Brian Schottenheimer, you walk up to Steven and Jerry and say, I'm about to say something really nice about this guy, and it's not going to make you guys look great.
Hmm. The old good cop, bad cop routine.
You let the Joneses know what's about to hit them. And then that way they don't read it, and I've seen that done before.
They have not really targeted a player individually with such harsh comments that I can remember.
Steven and Diggs did talk at training camp, I mean, before practice one time.
They did. And he acknowledged, like, I apologize for one of the things that he said.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I'm Schottenheimer, I said, listen, I'm about to kind of blast you guys in the media a little bit, but I'm doing it to try and kind of build up our player if we could.
There you go. That'd be genius. And I think the
coaches do that every once in a while.
The work that he's done getting buy-in from so many of the different guys, it's markedly different.
Please don't go 4-13 though.
Right. Yeah.
He's been saying Mike is going to be playing week one.
He's believing that. Yeah. He really believes that. And I'm like, okay. Fingers crossed, man. I've talked to people, I go, does he really believe that? Or is he willing that? Or is he trying to will it? And they're like, he believes it. He really believes it.
I mean, we just only have a few examples of players that actually didn't play games. Out of all the holdouts that start, I think less than 5% of them ends in missing regular season
Chris
games.
Chris Jones, the last big name that did it a couple years ago in that opener.
You know, where does that, what's the difference between $30 and $40 million attitude originate? It's in I have more than I could ever dream of needing. Very humble lifestyle as far as off. You don't see all of the signs of massive expenditures coming off of Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at it like that, then, you know, There's ways that that can really help you in the negotiation and ways that it could hurt you. And that's why you hire an agent so we can maximize what you got coming to you. Rangers and Angels coming up at 6:30. The weekend has to keep you in the mix for believing. And we'll check in with CY coming up at 4:20 on that. The pitching is there. They scored 19 runs against the Guardians. So we're excited about first pitch tonight, especially with Jacob deGrom on the hill coming back from his one skip start against CY. Will join us coming up at 4:20. Major League Baseball is going to release its 2026 schedule early next week, including the return of the Field of Dreams game.
Field of Dreams.
Phillies and Twins will play in Dyersville, Iowa in August, side of that 1989 Field of Dreams movie. The game debuted in 2021 with Yankees White Sox and returned in 2022. Yeah. It was quite a hit.
It was awesome.
It looks great on TV, doesn't it?
Yeah, this whole thing that they did at Bristol Motor Speedway, that game with the Braves,
ended up being a disaster.
That was not good. So they got to rally some way. So let's go back to the Field of Dreams.
I like it, man. I'd say more bits with your venues. Tommy Fleetwood won the FedEx Cup, winning his first career start on the PGA Tour. Isn't that wild?
It is.
Yeah. You basically win their seasonal championship by winning one tournament?
No, he's played in a lot of tournaments.
He has, yes.
But he in the United States,
yeah.
he finds ways to lose them at the end.
He does. Yeah, he's lost two in the last 6 weeks, yeah, but apparently he's playing well.
No, yeah, he's playing great. It's just a problem. He didn't know how to finish very well, but he finally got one to get home.
He won a couple internationally, yeah. But yeah, I guess he gets $10 million.
That was the winning, yeah. That, yeah, it was dude. The win, yeah.
Cha-ching. His 30 top five finishes without a victory were the most on tour in the past 100 years.
Gosh, that's got to be a great feeling.
33.4 million career earnings, the most for a golfer who had never won on tour, but he's done it. So congratulations to old Tommy Fleetwood there. We got the C-note coming up next, Cowboys news of the evening. And then Krusty's Corner's coming up after that at 3:40. And we're
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Back here on The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the GBAC Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, speaking of Dallas, Michael Gallup, former Cowboys receiver, just got cut in Washington. So I think that's done. Appreciate the attempt at a comeback, but if you can't make the Commanders roster, then that might be a sign for you. And then in Las Vegas, wide receiver Jacoby Myers requesting a trade per source. They were unable to get an extension done. He is going into the final year of his contract at $10.5 million per year. So that'll be interesting for wide receiver needy teams. Cowboys are a what needy team? Corner and defensive tackle? What if I told you the biggest DT in the NFL is now available, Brian?
Who is that?
Oh, we know who that is.
Oh, big old
Desmond Watson,
plus pounder.
Yeah. He's been working on the asthma fields all training camp.
He's been doing remedial jazzercising, unable to get his weight down low enough. Tampa just gave up on him.
He's your tush-push stopper, though. I mean, night one in Philadelphia, you don't want a 500-pounder there in the middle of your defense?
I don't think he can get out of his stance, man.
I don't think he has to.
They were trying to get him to lose weight. Did he just not lose weight?
He didn't get to the point where they needed, for sure.
What were they trying to get him to, like 400?
I think they were trying to get him to certainly under 450.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he could get there.
I wouldn't have necessarily a weight stipulation. I just want to see you be effective. You know, whatever size that happens to be. That's tough, though. You do feel bad for the kid. I mean, the NFL future staring him in the face right there, and he can't be lean enough. Okay, what are your playoff chances? What do the numbers say? Cowboys most likely win total. I'm going to go 8-9, guys. That would be my official going into 2025 win total prediction for these Cowboys. And maybe I'll do give or take two wins. I think as high as 10 and as low as 6 is actually possible if things go horribly wrong for this team. Pro Football Focus put your playoff chances here. Playoff chances. What do you think if I asked you to give me a number between 1 and 100 percentage chances Cowboys make the playoffs this year? Guys, go.
Oh, ooh. I would say probably 25 to 30%.
I would say 25%.
25%. Wolchuk, anybody over 25? 25 to 30, said she?
32%.
32%. That's good. That's real good. You guys are all over it. I would have actually gone lower. But Pro Football Focus, and they are basing everything off of, you know, scores and position group rankings, and they were not very kind to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. They have them, though, as the overall, the 18th best team with a 33% chance of making the playoffs. Okay, roster cuts due tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Guys, I think for me the biggest disappointment so far is that I think this Jerry hating to pay somebody who's not on the team thing is coming to roost again. It always does with lame duck coaches. Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, I can't give you $5 million if you're not actually coaching this team. I think that's what's going down with Mozzie Smith. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. Going into a third, you've been talking for weeks, I think, since we got to Oxnard about the difficult decisions you have at wide receiver and edge and, you know, the different ways that you guys are looking for roster spots. There's a clear roster spot right here. I mean, we're only taking two quarterbacks, right? Because you need roster spots.
But, yeah, this is the Al Davis and Jerry Jones that he doesn't want to give up on a player. And, you know, Mozzie has not clearly lived up to standards. So, I mean, that's where it really should start. But I'll say this, though. We were talking about needing big body guys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This defense is going to play without big body guys is what they're going to do. They're just going to play. They're going to try and beat you with quickness. They're going to try and beat you just attacking gaps. They're going to try and fit behind anything that they do up front. I mean, it's going to be a lot of movement. It's a lot of, you know, there's going to be some, it's not going to be the trash can full of dirt guys. It's going to be about how they, guys like Winfrey, that's how they're going to try and
win. Do you think this is going to be effective?
That's, they have no choice. They, right, they don't.
But
have,
what do you think about their plan to stop the run this way? Can it work?
They can absolutely stop the run, but the problems you run into is, though, it's not about when you play with gap responsibilities. It's not about having size. It's about your ability to get in the gap and be distracted, get up the field quick. You cannot get caught on a block. You cannot get pushed by if you're attacking a gap. And so that's where, yeah, is it effective? Sure. They played against the Ravens the other night where they had a crash end. And when they crash in, they had Sam Williams go inside. He's up the field. Then you got Clark over the top, or Clark filling to his left, and then Sanborn filling to his right. So you got three guys in the gap right there, and then now they've got the ball defended. That's how they're going to play, and it's not going to be about, because they're just not. They just don't have the size. That's why I think it's guys like Winfrey and Solomon Thomas and those. That's just what they're going to be. They're going Oso Digizua. They're going to be attack up the field, get gaps and hit it and go, and we'll see. But that's, they just don't have the bodies to play a defense any other way.
Yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, I think if they can't stop the run, then anything's possible with this football team. I'll just say that. But
they can stop the run. Yeah, like I said, they can stop the run if they play. It's playing really good run defense isn't all about like 328-pound guys. It's about can their front seven work together in order to.
Yeah, and they've all been bad at it in the NFL. Well, you know, so the question is, does a scheme change it?
We were 5-11 three straight years there in Dallas, and Mike Zimmer had a light front where we played with Glover and Dexter Coakley and that win, we were a really light front. We were a top 10 defense.
Utilize the speed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a way that you can do it. I mean, with the linebackers, you know, Chase, Rally,
yep,
team tackling.
Yep.
So, yeah. And
the margin for error for it is really, really small.
And it could be chunk plays.
Chunk plays are going to happen for sure.
Yeah. Chunk plays will happen in the run game if the fits are bad.
All right. Up next here in the C-Note, did you guys feel a shift in how the world's looking at Micah Parsons, like compared to the start of training camp? Everything was anti-Jerry, the signs, the chants, the social media. And now I think I see more Micah Parsons is greedy, or what's it going to take to get, you know, Micah Parsons to want to be a Cowboy. Then the laying down thing. I felt over the weekend a pretty big shift in the ether, if you will, on this. And I think part of it is, you know, the headlines. But another part of it is what I'm picking up from DeMarcus Lawrence here, as he was on the Pivot podcast. This is so interesting because the two did not get along well. So Tank's trying to be as professional and respectful as possible and obey those rules. But he also makes sure to let his feelings be known. Here's Tank.
How close were you as we wrap? How close were you to hanging it up before deciding on Seattle?
I was pretty close, but, you know, thankful for my family. You know, my kids and my wife weren't ready for me to hang it up.
I'm sorry,
you
know, Lucius. I think I must have sent you
that. They told me, like, why not give it another try?
I think I sent you the wrong
call. Had an opportunity to, you know, sign with Washington. It's like,
yeah, you can bring that down.
That's a check.
My bad. Yeah, he was talking about how it's difficult to speak on another man's contractual situation, but when it was his time to do this, he looked at it like it was a blessing that I was going to get double dipped. You know, I was going to get my franchise tag and then be able to come back and add on to that. But he said for, you know, every player, it's different. What'd you guys think about it? I don't know. I was on a Mad Dog Radio over the weekend, and it's out of New York, right? And the guy is just, you know, really railing on Micah. And I was like, that's really interesting. Where'd this come from? And then I open up social media and I did feel like, and maybe this is Jerry Jones working it through the media in a way to continue to add pressure. Like, are you ready now for the fan base to not like you? You know, they didn't like me, but wait until I share these details.
Yeah.
And the temperature got turned up on him pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of the buying the owner, taking the owner's side there versus the player. I mean, I'm always like, these players need to try and cash in and get as much money as possible. Like, sure, it'd be great if your star said, hey, I'm going to take less and you're going to help build around me. But what I've always said, and I said this back to Dak, it's like, I don't know that you have that assurance with the Cowboys that they're going to do that necessarily. So unless you get it like in writing, hey, you leave us an extra $5 million, $10 million to play with, mm-hmm. we're going to secure that you get X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Micah, and especially with what he's playing with his agent, they're going to try and get everything that they can. And you also have NFLPA pressure that plays into that. So I don't know. I think you side more with the player, in my opinion, in this.
Yeah, but nobody likes pouty. Nobody, even if you're on somebody's side when they're kind of moping and pouting around as a grown man, and that's kind of what that came across like when you're just laying on the trainer's table, closing your eyes during the game.
Yeah.
And so, and then you add on to the fact that Jerry's doing the car wash and really spelling things out and putting his perspective on everything, and he's a hell of a salesman.
He is. You know,
he sure is.
The number comes out and it's all over social media and you're like, you know, what could you possibly want more than this? You must not want to be a Cowboy. And I think, you know, it's tough for me though, with the incomplete bursts of information that we're getting out, to really take one side too strongly or the other. I just think it's like an interesting view into how these big negotiations can play out.
Yeah.
Lyle Collins came to training camp. He played in some preseason and saw his career probably officially come to an end. There was some hope that he'd come in the best shape of his life, and he's still young enough, but it just wasn't there.
His workout was actually really good. His workout got him signed. The problem is Lyle Collins can't move like he once did. You know, and that's the bend, and you know, he's really good for a first quick step, and then after that, the longer he has to play, the harder it is for him. So I'll tell you what, physically he looked fine. I mean, he lost a lot of weight and all that, but the movement skill's just not there.
And in some years, maybe he would have found himself on the team, but this offensive line depth is like too deep at every position.
Yeah, they have to make a decision whether they want to keep 9 or 10 right now, depending on how that is. I think we'll get into it at Krusty's Corner here in a little bit about where they might go with some of this.
We have trades inside the division. The Eagles making some moves here at their backup quarterback spot. They got Sam Howell to Philadelphia, and the Vikings then signed veteran Carson Wentz to back up J.J. McCarthy, so he's back in the league.
How about that? Still staying alive, still cashing checks.
Finding a way, man.
That is crazy.
It's good. He's still only 32 years old, so we might be seeing this for...
Same route as Dak.
You can have like a 60-minute montage of just Carson Wentz football follies.
It's crazy how he looked so good early on. And then
he had that one great year.
Ended up becoming just a player that's kind of a punchline at this point, and still at a very young age, 32.
Really sensitive player. Very sensitive. Kind of heard everything. You know, when they tell you that, I don't look at anything, I don't hear anything and all that. Now, he was the complete opposite of that.
He paid attention to all of it.
He paid attention to everything said about him.
He got worse the more feedback that he saw on Twitter about him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he got hurt, and then all of a sudden his career started going south, and then he never was great when it came to always some of the decision making he was making that he was using, and that I think that ultimately is what got him, is it just a turnover machine. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't trust him at all.
I mean, his athleticism got him out of a lot of jams.
Did.
Made a lot of big plays.
Then he
got
hurt, and that was kind of the end of him.
Yeah, it's a tough eval. Like, how good is this player really, and how are they going to age? I could have never guessed that Carson Wentz would have collapsed from near MVP all the way to, you know, we don't even want to see this guy in a game, and, you know, took until the end of training camp to get signed. Okay, where are we going next, Brian?
Yeah, let's talk about this roster and maybe a couple of hints here and there.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
We'll do that next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well. Zach, did you get much feedback on your 53? Was people... giving you a hard
people
time.
Taking a dump on it?
No. Honestly, most of it was
pretty positive.
They liked what they were what I was trying to do. Now, the Cowboys aren't going to, you know, they're the complete opposite. Like, Jalen Tolbert's not going anywhere. He's going to be here. Mozzie doesn't sound like he's going anywhere. He's going to be here. Sure. But, no, I think the majority of it was positive.
Yeah, well, good for you. I mean, this time of year, though, you're just giving your best guess, you know?
I tried to do some fun stuff, like exactly. With Shoddy saying, like, surprise who's on, who's off.
I had this question posed to me today before we do this. If you guys give me the answer, you know how I'm sure you guys have all got me muted on Twitter.
Yeah, 100% for a while now.
I don't blame you. No, seriously, I don't blame the people I work with. I don't blame you at all.
I don't have. I like going with the mute and block, just to like make sure.
That's cool. That's
double
cool
layer
too.
Protection.
Double layer protection. I had somebody ask me a question. And I gave the answer in a way that they're still talking about it. Like this guy asked me a question, and it happened to be about Houston, the edge rusher, and I said, well, this is what's going on right now. They're talking about him. They're talking, you know. So a guy tweeted back at me and says, he didn't ask that. He asked your opinion of what they were going to do. And I replied in a way of like, wouldn't you rather me call somebody and find out and be accurate instead of guess and then have it make news and it not be right?
Yeah, I see it here. It's like, Brian, do you think James Houston makes this team? You said, I believe they're working through that now. Can't say yes or no. And then another guy jumped in and said he didn't ask for you to do that. He wants you to make a guess. That's what he's asking.
Yeah.
And you said, how about I give the answer I was told from the folks making the call instead of a guess?
Yeah.
So he wanted you to just give your best guess, does Houston make the team?
See, I don't,
and you were like, well, I'm not going to guess. They're still trying to figure it out.
I
feel like we just did this dance about 15 minutes ago, Brian.
Did we?
Yeah.
Which on what?
Where I asked you,
will this defense be better against the run?
Yeah.
And you said, well, that's their plan, and it can work.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to know from you, is Brian Broaddus, former NFL scout, this is where, like, maybe you're diminishing the power of your opinion. We want to know what you think is going
to
happen.
I honestly think that, to me, I always try and be, like, honest about, like, what I think they might do. If I have the ability, and I have the ability to talk to Matt Eberflus, mm-hmm. and he tells me, this is what we're going to have to do. We're not big enough up front. We're not. We're going to have to play slant front. We're going to have to play on the move. We're going to have to have linebacker fits. We can't play, you know, we're maybe going to have to play some zone coverage. You know, I would rather tell you what, and it's not me trying to skirt around it. I would rather come from the angle of, this is this is what their plan is. If I could ask Will McClay about a draft pick, or I could ask Will McClay about a signing, or I could ask somebody in the organization, isn't that more valuable to you than my guess? That's what I'm.
Yeah, trying to.
I think we ultimately want both, because you're a dual threat here. You can give us what they're planning, and then you could say, but I think that plan kind of sucks.
Well, but to me, we could always say the plan to have Mozzie Smith here.
Yeah,
it sucks. You know, that way sucks.
It's time to realize.
Yeah.
He's not good. Cut your losses and move on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Brian: if you were at a newspaper, would you rather be the beat reporter or the columnist?
I would rather be the beat reporter.
That would match up with the way you want to report the game.
Yeah, because
whose check would you rather have? The columnist?
No, but to me, like,
because there's more demand for the opinion.
I would rather, like, if somebody asked me a question about the team, I would rather be able to give them an answer that I think I'm more important to people, my sources, than I am giving my opinion. Because I gave my opinion. My opinion got me to working with radio with you guys. Because my opinion was, we need to sign this guy. We need to sign this guy. We need to sign this guy. And a guy didn't like my opinion. But I have the ability to be able to reach out to people and say, hey, this is what your team, tell me what you're thinking here. So to me, I would think that if somebody was telling me what they're thinking, that would be more important than somebody who, you know, because people say, well, you're a failed scout. You're this, that. Well, but no, I have the ability to reach out to people, and
you've built the Rolodex.
Yeah. I mean, when I talk about, like, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia's offense and defense, that's my opinion. Like who should they attack? That's my opinion. Do they do it all the time? No. Like, hey, they should move Micah Parsons around because this left tackle's not any good. Do they do that? No. So I just kind of, like, I've gotten to the point now where I want to be able to say, like, you know, hey, I talked to so-and-so, and this, and just kind of present it that way. And if I feel like that it's an effed up way, I could say that, though, too.
We would love that.
Yeah.
Or if they're like, hey, I think this is awesome. This is going to be sweet. This is what they're going to do, and I think it's brilliant. Or I think it's, you know, dumb. But that's the difference in, like, working in a building and working for the team at the .com and the radio, because on the radio, the far bigger commodity is the opinion.
See, the thing about it is, though, but in the .com, he let me fire coaches and talk about that. Not the 8 years I worked there, never one time. He like I told you, he told me, you're kicking my ass.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time they ever said anything to me about my opinion or my evaluation.
Didn't you just say, though, your opinions is what you got, what got you here, because people didn't like it?
Well, no, in scouting. It got me fired. It got me fired.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, my opinion on players, like, they're like, they did not, they did, like, well, you know, you're like, you can't say that. That's the issue I have. But anyway.
But if it had been on Hard Knocks, you would have been everybody's favorite scout. You're the opinionated guy who's telling it like it is. Maybe as a front office, you don't value that, but as a content consumer,
I want people, when they use me, when they talk to me, I want them to know exactly what the team is doing.
That giving correct information.
I'm giving correct information, because I think in the media, how about this opinion? We suck.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation.
We suck covering this team. We suck covering a lot of things. We really do. Because we don't take the time to try and be right about it. We really don't. And so, and we throw a lot of opinions out there that mislead people.
I respect that.
That's my biggest problem is we're not very good at this as a media.
And why is that?
It's because we don't care. We don't care to do what it takes to get the right information. We don't go and try and find the right information.
And, and then why is that? Because the audience
lazy. You're lazy.
Because the audience doesn't want it.
No, the audience, I think the audience wants us to be able to, they want to know, they want to say, okay, this is what my team is doing. And then I do have the ability to say, but I wouldn't do that.
And then the opinion somebody has to be rooted in fact.
But like I said, to me, I just feel like that as a whole, as media, we don't do it right for our audience. We don't try and get the right information. You know, we're quick to give an opinion about something that's not factual. And then people take our opinion and as fact. And I think that's a problem. I think as a media as a whole covering this thing, and here I'm killing all the time. Sorry about this. I think that we're really, really lazy. I don't think we give it any thought. We're just quick to throw something out. Oh, Mozzie sucks. Okay. Yeah. You know, but obviously they don't think Mozzie sucks, right? So why do they think Mozzie not sucks? Isn't that more important to you than Mozzie sucks? See, that's the thing.
It would be interesting to know why they don't think he sucks.
That's what I try and get to.
Yeah.
That's what I try and get to. That to me is the most important thing. That I try, my whole thing is trying to educate people on why.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, not just have an opinion, because everybody could have an opinion, but the problem is people with opinions sometimes are lazy doing this job. That's the biggest problem I have. That, you know, like somebody gives an opinion, I'm like, that's not true. That's, where'd you get that? You know, why would you say that? And then people take that as gospel, or people take that as like, oh, that's, you know, that's the right way to do it. That's right. That's right. You know? So that to me, like I said, that's the problems that I have. And that's why I wanted to ask you guys. Sure. I don't mind giving my opinion when we ask about the team and, or ask about like the opponents and stuff. Hey, they need to attack. They need to do this. They need to do that. I am all about that. But like I said, the other stuff, you know, I try and get what's the factual reason why, you know, so.
But you could be the one of one. You're getting the real information, and then you can formulate a.
Do you guys feel like I don't give my opinion enough?
I think you do.
No, I think you do. I think you do. This is just the one example of
you. I think you could increase it 20%, still be loyal to yourself.
You sound like, okay, really say what you're going to say. Don't sugarcoat it. I mean.
No, I think I made it clear in this segment. I think opinions are more important than facts.
I respect what you're saying, because to me, 20% is that good enough? Is that, you know, should I do more?
Yeah. I think because you do what you do and you're an insider reporter, like the credibility is just oozing out of every pore in your body.
Sure.
And
you're not
pulling opinions out of your tush.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are leaning in for your info.
I want to be able to, and I'm sorry, the roster thing, I apologize. But I just got it. I got
overtime. Who's going to be DT4? That's what we want to know.
I tell you what, the problem they're running into right now, in my opinion.
Come on. Clarify, baby. Fastball.
No, in my opinion, though, the problem they're running into is now they got Mozzie. Where does Ernest Brown fit in this thing?
And that's a surprise.
That is, because if you watch the tape of Ernest Brown and the way he's playing, they use him quite a bit. That might be a very surprised guy that they keep on the roster. And I think they're talking about JT. I think they're talking about Ernest Brown. This whole thing with Winfrey. Like I say, I think Winfrey has made this football team, because I think they're going, my opinion is, I think they're going to have to play a certain way. And talking to the coaches, I think they're going to have to play a certain way as well.
Yeah, I mean, the way you describe the way they want to attack things based on their personnel, Winfrey's got to be a part of that.
Got to be a part of that. But
he can penetrate and get upfield, and he's shown that.
Yeah. So
Brown do well?
Brown is one of these guys that plays with a little bit more power. He can be disrupted, but he's not as quick as what Winfrey. The guy who's the defensive tackle here that's it honestly doesn't play with the quickness is with JT. You have, for a guy that size, you do have a quick player, but Mozzie doesn't play with the quickness that you would you'd like to have to play this front. So to me, it's Solomon Thomas, it's Osa, it's Winfrey, and then could be Ernest Brown here. That could be how you play, and maybe Mozzie's kind of on the team but out of this.
I want to find out about Mozzie. Like, what? Why is he on the team? Is it financial? We don't want to admit we messed up yet.
The general manager, I don't think, wants to move on from him. That's what I heard.
Because he didn't earn a spot, in my opinion. It. Other guys played better than him.
There he is, Brian Broaddus, Krusty's Corner, every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. No, that was terrific, man. I enjoyed the conversation. Chuck, where are we going next?
All right, how close was this former Cowboy to joining a hated rival? And let's predict the top 100 players for 2025. Which Cowboy do you think is going to be a top 100 player this season? That's next in the Nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.